That's sorry. So we left off. I don't remember where we left off. I'm sorry.
We ran through the whole Taisvis. We finished the whole Taisvis.
Okay, Gavaldik. Okay. So I want to go back. The Taisvis goes ahead. Basically, Taisvis goes ahead and he asks the Kasha, what do I need the Nafika for? Even without the Nafika, he would say Yachleiku because there's no causes. And he brings a raya from the Gemara's Kasha by Bika. By Bika, you should rely on him. We should say Yachleiku because there's no causes. He says, if the din would be that if it was formed to one person's Rishos, he would say the Muksik would win. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? You need the causes by Bika in case it falls into one person's Rishos. Must be that even if it falls into one person's rishus, the din would be that we say we divide it up. Okay. That's Tavis's kasha. So there's what's a little confusing in Tavis.
Oh, it's starting
the kasha on the kasha. There's a kasha on the kasha. So there's like an interjection. So that's what I think I want to work on. Tavis has a kasha on his kasha, which means it's almost like a side point. This is almost like it really doesn't belong here. It belongs by Amdaf Dawid, by Chazas. You know, there's the Gemara by Bika asks the kasha, don't make a Chazas. And you still say Achleiku. So based on that Gemara, Tavis has a kasha when he's in a Fika. Then Tavis Tam has a kasha, that Gemara makes no sense. Because why don't we say Amos Maveh Haraya? So in a certain sense, that question doesn't really belong here. But okay, but that's how Tavis wrote it. So that's how he wrote it. So that's how we learn it. So what Tavis is kasha and his kasha is that Hagupa, why is it that by Bika, we say we follow the closet. we learned from Machlef Bar V'Chamor and Bayis V'Aliyah that we say we go Buster Muksik. So we had a kasha here, which I do not know an answer. If anyone has an answer, I'll be very happy. That why does Zayvis have to go to Daf Kuf and Daf Kuf Tezayin to prove Muksik? Like Muksik is like the most elementary you say it in the Kol Tarakula. There's like a 50 other Gemaras that talk about Muksik. You know, the Gemara in Baba Kama is how do we know we go Muksik over Varaya? Like, what does he see special from these Gemaras? We did not know the answer to that. Shmuel wanted to say some answer, but I don't think it worked. So I guess, unless someone has an answer, I just go by it there. But, you know, there's Davis Kasha seemingly is. What shot by Bika, we say, Yachleiku, I wish we found the Muksik. But why Davis doesn't just ask it that way? Why Davis quotes these two Gemaras? Like it's especially change. He has to quote two Gemaras. Like, you know, like one Gemara wouldn't have been enough. He has to quote two. And then why these two? They said, you know, he picked these two over any other Gemara. Okay.
The idea that these Muksiks are just, they fell into your Rishos, is that,
but there are many other rules by Machlef Bar V'Chamor. It didn't necessarily fall into your Rishos, but it kind of did
because it's the baby.
Many Muksiks are like that. They're just coincidental. You happen to be Muksik. You know, many Muksiks are not a Raya that it's yours because you're Muksik.
So but that's different. There's still a koach of, I mean, there might be different subtleties to it, but it's not a raya. If I'm holding money, it's not a raya. I don't owe you the money, but it's there's maybe a stronger svara that I should keep. Well, that everyone assume, you know, that this is my everyone keeps what's in their wallet, but this fell into my rishos.
Okay. I don't know. You're sure gored the other guy's cow. You don't know whether he killed the baby or not. So you're holding the money. In fact, you're holding the money doesn't prove that you didn't do it.
But that's not the case that Tosfos quoted, is it?
Why didn't Tavis quote that case?
Because you have a right to keep your money. Not because they're in a chanami in terms of the suffix, but this is your money.
Okay, so that's like Marikama. I think Mari uses muksik.
Mari Kama, I thought more conventionally would talk to a question of change in bilus. So at least pashas to my balbatish head, right? You want a shaila on a change? Was there a change in bilus? So Mari Kama speaks to that. So Mari Kama doesn't say that I don't owe you money. Mamon is the hotza. Everyone, of course, this is my money right now. The okay, suffix is, do I owe you? But that's a stronger muchzik because I should keep my money.
Okay.
You want to say I owe you my money?
Okay. Maybe that is a good spot. I hear.
Is the difference between rishos? Is it because of the rishos?
I don't know.
Okay. Are there machzakim like buying ke'echer with the suffix like these are?
Okay, I don't know. The thing that's like kind of the machzak part of a chamor, the person.
The machzak on the kid.
Okay, but let's go further. I hear maybe. So you're saying there's some reason why these machzaks are worse. Okay, maybe. So Tavis Gash is that I see from these gemaras that we rely on machzak. So Tosfos,
no, because I'm saying it's rishus. It's not in his hand. It's not a muchzik in his hand. It's by his rishus.
Yeah, I don't know if that makes any difference.
Because Gemara is saying, look at rishus.
I don't think that makes any difference. You're saying. Just 1 second. Let's see. So. I mean, what you're saying, if you're right, you see, structurally, it could be, will make a big difference because of the next step. So I don't know, but let me just think out the next step. So Tavis answers that, let's just read the words. He says that over there, Hasa Mitchila Mavura Dover, Peter Rabban said this came out of the suffix. Okay, so Tavis seems to say. Because Meikar over here, Meikar noda la safek. And we already paskin based on that, the yachalaiku. So the problem that everyone has in Taisus is, and I say maybe this is where Cheskel, what you're saying might answer the question. I don't know if to think about it. The problem everyone has on Taisus is that this shaina, atfisa achashana safek, is a Gemara where. Where's this Gemara? What's a little Bikiyas? It's a Gemara Bamesia and the Sugya of Takfa Kaling, right? A well known Sugya, Takfa Kaling. Because what happened over there? The Israel's animal gave birth to a Suffolk Bechor. The Israel's Muksik in this animal. Basically, because he's Muksik in his animal in the Bechor, the Yisrael is muksik in the baby because his animal gave birth to a baby and it's a suffik b'chor. He's obviously muksik. So it paskins that it's his. Then what happens? Then the Kohen goes and grabs it. So that is exactly the case of a tfisa akashona suffik. That's exactly what the case over there is. And over there in the Gemara and Bar Mitzvah, so it's a machlekes amaroyim. Rav Hamnuna thought that the din is that we go baser muksik and the kohen wins because he's muksik now. And the Gemara's maskana seems to be Abaya disagrees and Abaya brings a raya. Sveikas niknas and adir is aser. And it seems that the Gemara seems to feel that he's right. So, you know, the Gemara feels he doesn't argue in his raya. Well, Abaya comes often saying that takfuk, that fisa akashana something doesn't work. So the problem is who is David going like? If he's going like Abaya, not Abaya, you know, like the Maskana. So then what's his, what was his big chiddush? If Tavis is being Mechayish, it's big Yisrael. It's a Mefarish and Gemara Bo Metzio, that Tukva Kowe, Motziyim Oso Miyado. And Amai, he wants to go in Rav Hamnuna, that didn't hold of that. He wants the Gemara and Daf Dawid to go according to everybody. And he thinks it's Doichik to make an Ukimta that Daf Dawid is not going according to everybody. So he should have said that, so then what's his answer? Because he can't say it's Tfisa Achar Shana Safek, because Tukva Kohen is also Tfisa Achar Shana Safek. So Mimanachok. I mean, that over there is a case of Tvisa Akashara Safi. And so either Tavis is just quoting, should just quote that Gemara. Instead of Tavis doesn't quote that Gemara, Tavis makes it sound like he figured out this Kiddush on his own.
I saw they say that over here is no Shaykhus over there, because over here is a Tainus Bari. Over there they can't Tainus Bari. It's very difficult to know that.
What?
Over there, you can't make a tainus bari. That's the chiluk.
Over there, who can't make a
tainus? Over the tefillah of sofik is if it's coming mitam sofik or it's coming mitam the bari. He's saying it's vade his stones. That's what Tyson is talking about. Over there, tefillah shalom. We're talking about mitam sofik. He's grabbing it. So that's the sugya over there.
Yeah. Who said that answer? The Kuntjus is Vegas, you think?
I think Kuntjus Vegas talks about this. There's a whole Nachum on this. I think there's a lot of people talking about this Zachan. I'm saying this.
So you're saying that because, but I'm just saying, we're thinking before we go for your answer, for a second, I'm just trying to think if Chesky's answer would answer the question. But Chesky is saying that maybe over there, in other words, there was a stronger Muxik, the Israel. Now, the fact that Taisus, you know, just using Chesky's instruction, the fact that Taisus had to find, bring a raya that this muksik works, so you're saying this is a weaker muksik. So maybe when do we say Tfisa Achar Shana Safek doesn't work? That's when you're dealing with a stronger muksik. But here, when there's a weaker muksik, so you might have a havamina that Tfisa Achar Shana Safek does work. I don't know, that doesn't... sounds so good. I don't know. So then, and even by the weaker muktzik, we also say tfisa achashah safek doesn't work.
They make a chiluk the muktzik as well, but
okay. I don't know. And according to what you're saying, Shmuel, you're saying that what? That when did we say tfisa achashah safek and bamasiya doesn't work? That's when you're dining shema. When you're dining bari, maybe it should work. So what's the kamashman on? The kamashman is even when you're tying a bari, it doesn't work. So it's still very funny because then so it comes out that Tavis is real. What according to what you're saying, Shmuel, what Tavis is really doing is he's just. You know, you hear Shmuel chat. Shmuel is saying that's Vados. He's saying that Tavis knows where Tavis holds, we're not going like Rav Hamnuna. According to Rav Hamnuna, he wouldn't have an answer because Rav Hamnuna holds even by Tukva Kohen, Emo Timo Somiyado. So Kaaba Khomer over here, Emo Timo Somiyado. But Tavis is going according to the Gemara's Maskana, seemingly, that argues with Rav Hamnuna. And says, talk for Kawaii Motsimo Samiyado. But Tavis, I mean, it was. Oh, but when do we say talk for Kawaii Motsimo Samiyado? That's because the Tavis was not a Bari. So that's why we're Motsimo Samiyado. But when the Tavis is a Bari, then we won't be Motsimiyado. That was his Hamina. His Maskana is no. Even when the Tavis is a Bari, we're also Motsimiyado. So, I don't know. Does that sound good? What do you people say?
It certainly seems to be saying it like that. I mean, whatever. I didn't go through all the points. I'm saying, but that's not my title. I'm saying, but that's.
It doesn't. I don't know. I don't think it sounds so good. I'll tell you what, because basically what you're saying is all Davis really is doing is he's changing Pshat and Bava Metzia. As the Gemara Bava Metzia says, talk about calling Metzia about some Yado. The question is why? Davis is having a thought, the reason why Amot see him is because he's Kohen is tying Shema. Davis answers, no, the reason why Amot see him Yado is even if he were tying a Bari. So Davis doesn't quote the Gemara Bava Metzia. According to this, what all Davis is doing is he's having a maskana changing Pshat and Bava Metzia. How mean it was that Pshat and Bava Metzia is only by Shema? Maskana is no, I made a mistake. Bava Metzia is even by Bari, even by Bari. You know, like it's not like, because once whatever the Hezbollah that Taisus gives by Bari, that would work by Kavachomer and the Gemara Bava Metzia too. So Davis is really just changing Pshat and Bava Metzia in Takva Kohen. Right? Whatever the Hezbollah over here is, why by Bari, we're mighty from the person who grabbed it, found his rishos. So that would also be why by the Kohen we're mighty from his rishos. So it's not like Davis is mechanish a brand new din. Davis is mechanish and it's just changing Pshat and Bava Metzia. No, because at the end of the day, there's not two dinim to fraud them. There's only one din. At the end of the day, Davis and his army have thought, according to Shmuel, that the Gemara and Bava Metzia in Takva Kohen is only when it's Shema. Davis and Mechanish, no, Takva Kohen, Motzia, the other by Bari. The snapshot that Davis is saying now there are two reasons why Motzia Miyado, one because Shema and one because of Bari. He's saying that there's only one reason, and that one reason applies being by Shema and being by Bari. So all Davis is doing is he's changing Pshat and Bava Metzia. So that's very daichik in the lashon. Davis is changing Pshat and Bava Metzia, so he should quote the Gemara Bava Metzia, and he should just say that, you know, the Gemara Bava Metzia says, talk to a Kohen, Motzim or some yado. It's even if the coin with Dina Bari. You know,
it's the country that's fake. It seems to say more. It depends. Again, I didn't go through what I'm saying, but it depends more on when Mavor. It's totally on how Mavor that suffix is, and if that's what Taisus means. The Taisus is talking about how Mavor that Muxakayas is or not. That would really depend on that how that Bari is in relationship to it.
But I'm asking, I'm saying, I think I'm a good guy. I mean, it might be the Kutcher Sveika says it. I'm not coming to argue with you.
I'm
saying it sounds to me very daichik because the Maisa, according to this chat, all Davis is doing is he's changing Pshat and Bava Metzia and Takva Kohen. That his Avamina thought that Takva Kohen Motzim El Samayado. Because you're not Bari. But of course, if you'd be Bari, we wouldn't be Maitzi Miyado. And that's kind of, no, even if you're Bari, we're also Maitzi Miyado, because it's Fiz Achashan HaSavik, Tam doesn't work, even by a Bari. So then if Tavis is changing Pshat and that Gemara, he should quote that Gemara. That's all Tavis is doing is he's trying to figure out what's Pshat in that Gemara. Rav Hamnuna clearly disagrees. The Pshat is what Pshat in Abaya. Is Abaya because it's a Shema or is Abaya even by a Bari? Okay, that's a nice Pshat, but you quote the Gemara in Bava Metzia and you discuss that Gemara. David doesn't mention a word about the Gemara. Talk about Kohen, Motzim, or Emotzim. It's very, very strange.
Okay, try a different angle. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't have this worked out, but can you just challenge whether this sounds very similar to Takva Kohen at all? Because you're not grabbing from a muchzik here.
From a muchzik.
What?
You're grabbing. So if anything, it's a 1 second over here. Over there, you grab from a muchzik. And we say, we say, we don't accept Takva Kale, Melsima Samyadna. But over here, you didn't grab from a Muksik. But Taivis, yeah, okay. But Taivis is Mecharesh that we passed in Yachlaiku beforehand. Yes, yes. I'm listening. He's saying that the fact that we paskin Yachlaiku does not make the Muksik.
Well, it's also saying paskin Yachlaiku, so saying, well, now it should become, according to Rav Hamnuna, you should still.
So what's the difference if you grab from a Muksik or you grab from a psak din of Yachlaiku? What's the difference?
I could say one svara that I don't like, but I could say the words because the din was muksik. So you're still the muksik. So now you're the muksik. But
you don't like that svara? I know someone who said that svara.
Yeah, I probably heard it before. I probably didn't make that up. But
the year of the unit says that svara.
Oh, okay. Maybe
I'm a fan of that svara.
I was, so I take it back. Not that I don't like it, I just can't defend it yet.
Okay, so let's say over that svara. In other words, you're saying like this, that fakir, you're saying that just the opposite, that really, Taisus is going in instead of saying Taisus is going in the Maskana, the Takva going Motsim also miyado. So the Biurim want to say the opposite. The Taisus doesn't hold that Steichik. Taisus doesn't quote the Gemara in Bava Metzia because it's a Machlaikis in Bava Metzia. And Taisus thought it's Steichik to say that the Gemara on Daf Dawin and Baba Basra is only going like one Madamar and Baba Metzia. So Taivis really is working in the Madamar, Takfa Kohen, Amos, Amos, Samyada, because he wants to work in everybody. He wants to explain the Gemara and Daf Dawin, even if you hold Takfa Kohen, Amos, him. And Taivis is saying, you know why by Takfa Kohen Emotziyim? That's because the reason why we paskin to belong to the Kohen, to the Israel, because he's Muksik. Now when the Kohen grabs it, Kohen's also Muksik. So you're not really changing the Psak. The Psak was leave it by the Muksik. They didn't change the Psak. This is situation. Change, but the psak remains the same. But over here, the psak was Mama Mukta Savik Hokan. If you're going to paskin now that one guy wins, you're changing the psak. So even Rav Hamnuna, that whole Takva Kohen Emotziyim, would agree that you can't do that here. Because over here, it's changing the psak. Is that what you meant?
But I didn't have that's partially. I don't have the whole cheshbon with the other shita yet, and if it's really comparable or not. In other words, the shita of Motzian is going to be for the reason that Tosis is saying, or it's not, or since if that's Motzian, it's pashut here. It's Motzian.
Right. In other words, it's just to say it clearly. They make the confusion. There's mamish two totally opposite approaches to Miyashiv Taisus. The way Shmuel was saying it is, and this is the way Rav Elchanan also says it, but the structure is that Avad the Taisus is working in the Mandamar Takfa Kohen Motziyim Miyadam. Aye, so then what was Taivis's kasha? He knows but Tfisa Akashona Safik doesn't work. There it is. Taivis thought that only over there Motziyim, but here he thought that it's not a here he thought he won't be motzi him, because here he thought takvo kohen. Again, here he thought takvo kohen. Here he thought we won't be motzi him. Because over there, he thought you're motzi him. Because
something.
Because you grab from a, you know, there's over there we paskin like a baya. Takvo kohen. I said it backwards. I'm sorry. I don't know what I said. Let me just refresh me again. Again, over there, Abaya Baskins, Takvo Kohen, Motsia Miyado. So you're saying the Havamina was that over there we say Motsiyim because the Yisrael was very strong. He was a Muksik. But over here, that the first person is, doesn't have a Muksik. So you'll be motziyim. So if the second guy grabs it, it's not so bad. Right? That's I think what you
say that again. Say that. What's that again? Say it again. What over here? What over there? You say
motziyim. Like this. He's saying there's 2 days in Baba Metzia. There's 2 days whether it's talked about koyim motziyim or ain't motziyim.
Right.
So the two opposite approaches are tzaisus havamina. Because Tysus thinks that our case is more lenient than over there. And even though we passed in Bar Mitzia, Takvo Kohen, Takvo Kohen, Motsia Miyado, but he thought that over here we won't be Mitzi.
Why?
Why? So Shmuel said, because over here the Kohen, the second guy is signing Bari. Hezki said, because over here the first guy was not muksik. So there's less reason to be mighty. Either the first guy was not muksik, so the first guy's weaker, or the second guy's tiny bari, so the second guy's stronger. It's the same structure. I got mixed up. I said it wrong. I'm sorry. I said it over.
Why was nobody a muksik here? Because it was just Stamus Suffolk.
Beforehand, we don't know. Before the wall fell, no one was muksik. We don't know whose property it's in.
Right.
So before the wall falls, we don't know whose property it's in. So in other words, the structure shot is to say that avada. So if you would all like Rav Hamnuna that Takvo Kohen ain't motzi him, so for sure over here also we will be ain't motzi him. And Taibis answer would not work in Rav Hamnuna. Mm-hmm. Taibis understand answer only works in Abaya. The Takvo Kohen motzi him. So why doesn't Taibis just call it Abaya? Because Taibis have a Havamina that Abaya only said it over there in Bava Metzia. Because in Bar Mitzia, either like Shmuel, that the guy's not tining Bari, the grabber, or like Hezki, that the first person was not a muksik. What was a muksik? So the first person is stronger and the second person is weaker. So that's why over there we say muksik. But over here, where the first person is not a muksik, and the second person is tining Bari, so then maybe Abaya would agree that ain't motzi him. So Tavis's chiddush is to tell you that when Abaya said in Bava Metzia, Takvo Kohen motzi him, it even applies here. Even when the first guy's not muksik, and even when the second guy's tiny bari, even there, we also say Takvo Kohen motzi him yado.
Right.
That's the approach that they're taking. I'm getting very, very little feedback. Is that okay? In other words, they want to say that basically the way everyone's approaching it is that this, our case is there's less reason, we might see Miyado. So that's why Tavis couldn't bring Bava Metzia. Because you would have had a Havamina that Bar Mitzia doesn't apply, because here Here, the guy's signing Bari, the second person. Here, the first guy's not Muxik. So maybe we're not going to be Maitzi Miyado. So it's Kamashman on that note. That even over here, we're Maitzi Miyado. Okay. So I was saying that I don't like that structure, because what that really means is that really Davis is saying that the Gemara and Bar Mitzia applies by more cases. So Tavis should go on the Gemara Bar Mitzia. He should quote the Gemara Bar Mitzia. He says, my Havamina was when Abaya said, talk about Gai Motsim Osamayado, that's only because he wasn't signing Bari. Or that's only because the first guy was Muxik. And even without that, we also Motsim Yado. He changed him shot in Bar Mitzia. Expanded Bar Mitzia. He should quote Bar Mitzia. So the other shot, which I was trying to say, is just the total opposite, is that Tavis Fakirin is not working in Abaya, because Tavis feels it's doichik to say that the Gemara on Daf Dawit is only going according to Abaya. Tavis is working in Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna says, talk for Kohen, aim out to him. And Tavis is saying, even though Rav Hamnuna holds Takva Kohen Emotzim, over here, there's more reason to be Maitzi. Right? Instead of saying over here, there's less reason, right? It's a completely opposite shot.
Right.
In other words, the way the guys were saying it, when Shmuel said, when Cheska, I think, was saying it, is that over here, there's less reason to be Maitzi.
Right.
So Tavis, therefore, had a Havamina that even Abaya would not say Maitzi. And I'm saying the opposite approach, that here there's more reason to be Maitzi.
Right.
And therefore, even Rav Hamnuna says Motsim Miyado. It's a different shot.
Right. Why is there more reason to be Motsi here?
Because over here, you're going against the first psak. The first psak was Mamana Mutvasavik Kalkin, and you can't go ahead and go against that psak. While by Imbav Mitzia, you're not going against the first psak, because the first psak was the Muxik wins, and the second psak is a Muxik win. So that's not really changing the psak.
Right.
So in the Imbav
Mitzia, so that psak was when the world was still standing.
So once that's a psak, we can't change that psak and say Yachlan say the Muxik wins. That's making a whole different psak. While by Imbav Mitzia, by saying the Kohen wins, we're not making a whole new psak, because we're just saying that before, when we originally we said the Israel wins, we say leave it by the Muxik, and now that we say the Kohen wins, we say leave it by the Muxik.
Right.
Except that it just happened to be that the different person is Muxik, but the sack remains the same. The sack is we follow whoever is the Muxik.
Do we need to say it's a Kol Shekain Toku Kohen, or now we could say it's a totally different sugya?
Totally different sugya. Nothing to do with Takva Kohen. Right? That's according to this chat, that was a Biyun Biyunim chat. It has nothing to do with Takva Kohen. Takva Kohen is Machlekes Abaye Rav Hamnuna. That's over there where you're not changing the psak. But here, where you're changing the psak, a new svara comes in. And therefore, even Rav Hamnuna agrees that you can't do that. You can't come along and change the psak. Once we pass in, that the psak is Mamna Mutra Savei Kokin, you can't come along and make a whole new psak. Mm-hmm. A brand new svar that has nothing to do about Mitzia.
But you could also put it together. You say that in the Shita,
that's the beauty of the chat, that even Rav Hamnuna agrees, because it has nothing to do about Mitzia. According to the way the guys were saying it, you're changing Shana Bar Mitzia, because whatever you say here will apply Kavachomer and Bar Mitzia. So you're redefining the Havana in Abaya. When Abaya said Takva Kohen, You're explaining that that's even when it's a bar, when it's a bari. That's even when it's a, even if he would have been a, the first guy was not a muktzik. It's just, you're just, because it's whatever you'll say here applies over there. Because here is it. But according to this chat, it's just the opposite. But here, whatever you say here doesn't apply over there. So we're not changing chat above it here. Bamitzia remains the same. We're just adding a new svara that even Rav Hamnuda can hold up.
In the new svara, can we say that without Tosis' svara, would we say that? But it was always pushing in a bay that this mochzuk doesn't work.
Yes. You could say that.
But isn't it better to not say that?
I just didn't want that the Gemara should be Dafkin Rav Hamnuda.
Better to say, can't we say that without the Svara of Tosis has this Svara of that there's already a Psak of Yachloku. Without that, without his Chiddush, then Abaye would agree here to Tosis Havmina that the Mochzik would win. Because it's not, you're not.
Okay, in other words, you want to say both Svaras at the same time. Okay.
Yeah, because why make a tala either way?
Okay, because in other words, it's just like you have to say both chidushim. Each answer is a chidush. So,
but the idea that you didn't never grab from a muchzik, why is that that doesn't sound like such a chidush? It sounds like what I grab from only with Tosis is svara that there's considered a psak of yachloku beforehand. Now I grab from something.
Okay, so you agree. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, maybe I hear. Okay, anyway, so that's. But I somehow I'm afraid.
It sounds good.
Everyone else is so quiet.
It sounds good. It sounds good.
Anyway, we're saying that there are two opposite ways of explaining Tosfos.
Either, it sounds so good,
we're making our case worse than Bamitzia, and that was my type is out of Havamina, because here in Shema, here you're not grabbing from a muktzik, or you make it better than Bamitzia. Again, Taivis is working in Rav Hamnuda. Taivis saying that even Rav Hamnuda agrees, because this is better than Bamitzia, because there's a, even though Bamitzia we won't be Mitzi. Here will be mighty, because you're changing the whole first psak. By Bamitzia, you're retaining the first psak. The psak was leave it by muktzik. We're still leaving by muktzik. So it's not really changing the din. Well, it just happens the fact that the first muktzik was the Yisrael and the second muktzik is the Kohen is just coincidental. It's like, let's say the first the Israel died and now his son Yarshin. That's not called changing the psak. So the Israel dropped it and now the Kohen's muktzik. So the psak is whoever's muktzik wins. It's not our fault that the muktzik changed. So it's not called a change of a psak.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, let's go further. Unless anyone has something to say. Chaim, you got something to say? You look like you're about to say something.
No, I'm good.
No, you're okay? All right. So Mimeda now, once Davis says this, so Davis is back with his kasha, right? This was a kasha on Davis' kasha. So now Davis is the problem. So what's the nafika? What in the world do we need the nefikach in the Mishnah? Even after the nefikach, since there's no chazetz, once we pass in Yachloiko, calls mind that the wall standing. So even if the wall falls, we don't change the original psak. So we don't need, there's no nefikach. Right? The nefikach is based on the fact that there's a non-sadi or a stama, that they both built it together. By Bika, you don't have an ansadi or a stama, they both built it together. And Aval Bigain, by Bika, we still pass in Yachloiku. So why do I need a Fika? Right, that's Davis's kasha. Okay, so what is Davis' answer? Umitarech ri. Tahainu ach, the part of the Gemara pshita. But that was the Gemara's kasha on Daf Dawid. In other words, the Gemara's kasha on Daf Dawid. Tafiro la pasik dina de masnis. And what do I need the Mishnah for? Shemitchira ben shnei masuam, that there's an ansadi balkorcham. I'm not sure where you put the Baal Korcham. I assume they put the Baal Korcham by Shemitchila Ben Shneim Asua Baal Korcham. I assume you put the comma after Baal Korcham. So even without the Dina the Masnissen, Hoyachoka Mishavet, Bafira the Novra Shuza Kaminayu, Kinemuga Gami Bika. That's good for the Gemara's Kasha. Then what do I need the Fikach for? Umishani. The Gemara answers, no, speak of the number of shoes of Kaminayu, Pirish, Bishop Rishus Harbe. So David says, it sounds like the most daichik answer in the world. And when the Gemara says that one guy's muksik, it doesn't mean Stam that one guy's muksik. It means that he's muksik and also Shob Rishus Harbe. Mo the Dema. Now, what does the Shob Rishus Harbe do? So Shob Rishus Harbe is not just a muksik. What Shob Rishus do? Shob Rishus Harbe, besides being a muksik, what is it? Someone help me. What does Shob Rishus Harbe do? What's it there? Shob Rishus Harbe or little? Either way, you're a muksik.
It's a raya that it's mine.
It's a raya. Why is it a raya?
Because no one leaves right. Their stuff in someone else's property.
Right. Now, the fact that it was a my rishus so long, if it wasn't mine, why'd you leave it here? So this is forgetting about the din muksik. Now we have a raya. There's aus muksik. Muksik won't work because muksik is just a man to covet a keva de kadin. So we once we pass Kinder ready the suffix, based on moment I'm looking at the suffix choken, we're not going to go ahead and change the psak based on a muksik. But if we have a beerer, of course we change the psak based on a beerer, right? It's very logical. Pheasant don't change. Muksik is not a beerer. So muksik comes along and says, that, well, I'm muksik. So it's too late. We already passed it. But if you have a beerer, So with that, isn't Bezdin, I'll prove to you your psak was incorrect. Muksik can't prove your psak was incorrect. So the muksik does it under, so if Bezdin Baskin, and now you bring in a muksik, we're not going to undo the original psak. But if Bezdin Baskin, then now you bring a raya, so then we'll take back the original psak because we didn't have the raya when we Baskin. Now there's a raya.
Rabbi, what happened in the Signor of Tosfos? Tosfos is Tosfos is happy that that's by the way, that's the Gemara's question. I'm sorry. You know, Tosfos got finished, went through the whole Tosfos. I was, oh, congratulations. That happens to be the Gemara's Kasha.
By making it to Gemara's Kasha. The reason why he's doing that is because he wants to stick it into the, he wants to change the Gemara's answer.
I'm saying he can't be the Mishnah. Right, you know, he can't read the Mishnah, so he says, "I can't read the Mishnah. Makes no, I have no chiddush in the Mishnah. Makes no sense. The Mishnah, the Taka, that the Gemara is also bothered by the same kasha as me." Right,
but the reason why he does that is because otherwise he couldn't say his chat because the Gemara says Nava Rishusa Dechaminayu. The Gemara doesn't say Sho Harbe. So if you learn Parshat Chat in the Gemara, that the Gemara was not asking Tavis's kasha. Gemara was just asking a simpler question. So then the Gemara doesn't mean to be Mechadesh Sho Harbe. So then it's Deichik. Tavis can't come along and say Sho Harbe if the Gemara never said Sho Harbe. The Gemara just said, Nafra Shuza Dechaminayu, and you have a Muksik. So by Tavis changing the Gemara's Kasha and making that the only way the Gemara could answer that Kasha is by being Mechadesh the Raya of Sho Harbe, he's able to put Sho Harbe into the Gemara's answer.
when Taisus read the Gemara's Kasha by itself, he would have a problem, or he wouldn't have a problem?
Before Taisus came along, he read the Gemara's Kasha that it's Pashat because why? What Rashi says, I'm not Dawid, what else should we do? Not because it's Dawid, what is it? What else? If no one's Muxik, so we have nothing. So what else are we supposed to do at this wall? So of course we're going to split. There's nothing else to do. Then the Gemara answers, because it's all about a kefir, it's found in one person's rishus, so he's muksik.
You know, what would Tosha say at that point, when it goes into one person's rishus, Rashi says that person would keep it. We would think he would keep it. Before Shal Harbe, Rashi says we would think that one person could keep it, and Tosha says not a chance, right?
Right. So Tosha is stuck.
Machlok is Rashi and Taisus on that point, right?
So Taisus has to answer that the Gemara meant Shal Harbe. But where does he see that in the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't say anything about Shal. If you learn the Gemara's question, simply, the Gemara, there's no reason for the Gemara. The Gemara's question was like Rashi said the question, if there's no point, of course we're going to do Yachlok, because what else would we do? Mm-hmm. And there's no reason why the Gemara should have to be Mechani Shal Harbe. So Taisus is saying, the Gemara is asking my question. And the only way to answer my question is by saying Shal Harbe. And that's what the Gemara meant.
Rashi's arguing that, I'm saying, just for clarity, Rashi's arguing.
It's not like Taisus.
No, I'm saying Rashi's just saying that we don't look at the Muxik before, right? Rashi's saying we don't see the Muxik before, right?
Rashi doesn't have Taisus' Svara. Because we paskin the ready, he doesn't have that svara.
That's svara. So the Taisus is mechadish shal harbe, or that's a svara. We just applying it here.
Taisus was not mechadish shal harbe. Shal harbe is a svara in shas. That when it's shal harbe, it's a raya that it's yours. Taisus is mechadish. It's applying. He's making an okimta that svara applies here. I mean, anyone who reads our Gemara, the Gemara Dawit didn't say shal harbe. So you wouldn't think the case is Shal Harbe. So that's why Taiv is out of Kasha. Just like by Bika, for whatever reason, like I explained, we don't file the Muxik. We say Yachlaiku, even though there's no Tafika. So by Chotzer also, we should say Yachlaiku, without the Tafika. And for Taiv is that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Shal Harbe. And that's what the Gemara meant on that Dawit, even though the Gemara doesn't say it.
And we weren't worried about Shal Harbe by Bika?
By Bika was not a case of Shal Harbe. No, we're not. The Gemara by Bika was without Shal Harbe. The Gemara Bika was just, why do you make a chazus in the first place? So you can't say you make the chazus for Shal Harbe, because why would, so just don't be Shal Harbe. Don't make a chazus, and don't be Shal Harbe. The Gemara's Kasha Bika is a chatzchila. Why do you go ahead and bother making a chazus? You'll get it anyway without it. And you can't answer, well, why? I made it because I can't show Harbe. Because you have the ability to be careful that it won't be show Harbe. Right.
We see talking that.
So again, so Taiva's answer is basically that Taivis is Mechadesh, that the case of our Mishnah is Shal Harbe. Shal Harbe is a raya that it's yours. So therefore, without the Nefikah, we would give it to you. So here comes a $1 million line with everyone.
Why is that stronger?
What?
Why is Nefikah stronger than Shal Harbe?
Taivis says it's like a non-sadi.
Why is an ansadi stronger than Shal Harbe with a muxik?
Because Shal Harbe is not an ansadi.
Okay.
Okay, but let's see. Taivis says something very strange. So let's read the Taivis. Umishani, Nosricha de Nova Rashusa de Kaminayu. Here is the Shal Rashusa Harbe. Mo de Dema. Team in the Shal Rashusa Harbe. Nehem de Shasu Kula. So let's believe it. That he built the whole thing. Because he could say, I bought it from you. If he would come in and say, I bought it, so he'd be believed. You're not believed to say, I'm not believed to say I bought your thing. You're the Marikama. The moment I'm up the Safek Hogan says that you get half the wool. So how can I say I bought it? There it says, because Shoharbe is a raya that it's mine. So it must be if I'm telling the truth that I bought it. Since I be believed to say I bought it because I have a raya of Shoharbe. Therefore, I'm also believed to say I built it myself. Right? That's what Taifas says. So what's Shmir on Taifas? Taifas saying that's why you need the Lefika. If I wouldn't have the Lefika, I would have been believed to say I bought it based on Shoharbe. And since I'd be believed to say I bought it, the man I believe to say migui that I built it. The man you need the nefika to slug up the migui. So what's your antithesis?
So we said last time you don't need a migui, you just go to Shoharbe.
Yeah, in other words, Shoharbe proves that you built it. So you're claiming if you built it, Shoharbe proves it's yours. There's two ways it could be yours. It could be yours because you bought it. Yours that you built it. So why does David have to say that I claim that I built it? I believe that amigui, I could have said I bought it. And if I would have said I bought it, I believe because I have a raya that's mine, because it's Shoharbe. Just use the raya of Shoharbe to prove that I bought it.
Why is the raya of Shoharbe better than the
Kamashman is that the Anantzade beats it.
This is before. I understand, but Joe doesn't like to have him, you know, because you don't have a clear proof.
Before the Tafika. Before the Tafika. Why did the Mishnah have to say Tafika? Because if there wouldn't be a Tafika.
Why would you think that, though? Maybe Joe feels that if you have a proof both ways, that's not the more.
Maybe you have a proof both ways. Without the Tafika, if you have no proof whatsoever, you have a raya Shoharbe, you have a raya that you built it.
Yeah, but I have a raya that you didn't build it.
What's the raya you didn't build it?
Because it wouldn't be, because we're not tzaddik.
No, that's the Gemara, that's the Tafika. You know, tzaddik comes from the Tafika. We're talking about before the Tafika. Taifa's whole point is, why did the Tana have to write a Tafika? Once you have an Anzadi, the Anzadi kills the Migui also. We're before the Nafika. Before the Nafika.
We didn't know it was.
Taifas is discussing, why do I need the Nafika? He says, without the Nafika, we would say that the person who is the Rishos is in wins. The person who's the Rishos doesn't win. Even though there's no Tafika by Bika. There it says, because over here we're talking about Shoharbe and Akinami. By Bika with Shoharbe, you would win.
Right.
And why would you win with Shoharbe? Because Shoharbe is a raya that it's yours. Or something. So Taivis says, and therefore you believe in Amigui. Because it's an Akakti. So the problem is, why Taivis need Amigui? You should just say, you believe that it's yours, that you built it. For the Shoharbe.
Right.
Just a clarification question. Is Shoharbe a raya that it's his, or it just neutralizes the Shutofen Lekapya Adati?
Pashup shot, it's a raya that it's his.
Yeah?
I don't know. Pashup shot. It's really Pashup shot, the same thing, because Shutan no kapti adadi is just to neutralize the raya. Pashup shot also.
Neutralize the raya of a muchzak. It's not a raya b'fnei atzmo. It's whatever.
According to many people, there's a raya of natachas yada hu shalo. So it's also.
Okay, which is what we refer to as a muchzak.
A muchzak has, you know, it's a raya.
Yeah, but we're saying that every muchzak has really both parts.
No, not every muktzik. By the case of the bias of Aliyah, and by Metzia Daf Kuf, there is no Mount Tachas Yadahu Shalom.
Right, and by Godress, you don't have that. But I didn't think that Shohar Harbe is like a separate raya that it's yours. I thought it just brings back, you know, the Masha Tachas Yad Adam Shalohu, you know, just neutralizes the Shetof and Lakapi Adadi. I'm not sure what it's doing, but that's just, you know, that's the way I understood it.
Okay, you know, I don't know. I don't know. That's a good shot. And I was saying that Shohar Harbe is a proof that it's yours. And you're saying that Shohar Harbe takes off Shutta Lakapi Adadi. And then the proof is, even without Shohar Harbe, the proof is. Is called Tachas Yadusha, the fact that I'm holding it all together.
Right. I mean, I'm not sure if it makes a difference over here. I'm not sure.
But I don't know if it'll make a difference. Either way, it's like you're believed with that proof to say you bought it. You should be believed to say you built it. Okay, let's look at Rekiva Eger. Rekiva Eger asks his kasha. You see the little Rekiva Eger, the Gilyan Ashatz. On the side of the Gemara, there's a Gilyan Ashatz. I don't know if you, I don't know if everyone, all the Gemaras have a Gilyan Ashatz here.
I don't have it.
No, that Gemara doesn't have.
There's a longer
Kivagon Dabdalat also. I think it might be in the old Baba Basra. The Gilyan Ashatz might be in the back of the Gemara. Let me just look. In the old Baba Basra, in the red.
Where in the back?
In the back. You look in the back. Let me see if I can find it. Where? In the back. Here. Right after the Marsha. From Gedalia. Right after the Marsha, there's a Gilyan Ashatz. It's on page.
I just posted if it's on, anybody needs it.
Okay, but it's in my Gemara, the new fancy Gemara, they put on the page. But in old Vilna Gemara, the Gilyan Ashatz is printed after the Marsha.
Okay. Oh, I have it.
Okay. So he says, Koshani, I have a kasha. Lama li the Maymar. Why did Tavis have to say me demigui? Why did Tavis have to say you would have had a hava mina that you're believed to say you built it because you have a migui? The lo bipshuto. She just says straight, simple. Because it's Shohar Harbe. Just like Shohar Harbe gives you that money to say you bought it. Because the Shohar Harbe, Mukav Shushan. That's why it doesn't sound like Sandy, like you said so much, no? Sandy? Are you still there?
I'm here. It doesn't
sound that way. Because the Shohar Harbe mukach shushero, Shohar Harbe proves him that it's his. How can I be nemen? Need the Shohar Harbe mukach shubano mishero. Why is it better? Tainus lekua, be tainus ani banisi. In other words, the taina you lekua, so that that. Shohar Harbe gives you nemanis for it. But the taina that ani banisi, Shohar Harbe doesn't give you nemanis for it. So why can't you answer?
Because Taisus goes with Fishi Tassai. Taisus himself held that we if they would have came before us, we would have held that it was theirs originally. So we can't say that he built it if we would have paskin right before that it was theirs. Okay. This is what she tossed the hell that was theirs.
I hear. Very good. And as Shmuel is saying, Ricky Vega forgot the last of the line immediately. David just said that once we paskin, we paskin. That's why we don't follow the muksik, because we paskin already. So since we paskin, Mamma Mukta Subek Kalkin, you can't come along. You wouldn't say I built it. Excuse me, we already cleared this shaita, and we passed and you didn't build it. Yeah. So what's the answer? Jager, that's it, right? Jager is so dumb he forgot Tysus a line ago.
That's not fair.
Yeah. Yeah, still is claiming I built it. He's not claiming I bought it.
So the answer is because that type has only said that before, that we don't use a muksik that comes later. But of course, a raya comes later.
Amigo is also a raya. Besides that,
Tfizda Akashanoida on Suffolk doesn't help because Muxik is not a proof. So once we ready paskin, then you come along with a muksik, it can't work. But a show arbe is a proof. There's no such thing that we paskin already, and therefore we don't accept proof. There's no
if such there was, we wouldn't accept the migu either.
Yeah, that's right. Well, no, migui, I could have said lakachti.
Yeah, but you're not saying lakachti.
Oh, okay. Now we should close the. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I hear you. You're right. You're right to it. You're bringing a proof. Because if you say that we don't believe you to say that you built it, then we shouldn't believe you that you built it with a migui, right? You're right. In other words, once you come in with a proof, there's no such far that we the case closed. Case isn't closed. I got a proof. So we reopen the case. And Chesky's right. I got a proof of migui. So we reopen the case. I bring a proof of show harbe. What's the difference of the proof of show harbe and the proof of migui? And if you're ready to reopen the case and have a proof of migui, you should reopen the case and have a proof of show harbe. Tavis before only said that a muktzik, which is not a proof, we don't reopen the case. We passed it already because you're muktzik. So this is nothing. But not a but a proof, of course we reopen the gate. Right? But give Edgar the tzarech here. Okay, yeah, so that's
not a taina. The show harbe is not a taina.
Show harbe is a taina.
That's a chazaka she'inim a taina. That maybe that's a proof. That's not a taina. That's a chazaka she'inim a taina.
I don't understand. I don't find. I'm sorry. Anyway, let me go. I mean, so the mice, I believe. I think anyone. I think there's a granat that answers Ricky Vega's kasha. Is that right? No one looked up here yet. Pretty sure there's a granat.
I haven't seen it. There's also another cube egg on Duff Dower that goes more reckless.
Egger and Duff Dower.
Would he change the din? Is there a Kubiger want to change the din or just
go? I don't have a Kubiger and Duff Dower. Dower, I'm an hour for Bay.
I think it's on an hour.
I don't have that. Maybe that's in the Chidushim of that.
Not again on the shots.
Okay. So that's for tomorrow. I'll try and. So, okay, well, look at that. I didn't see Ricky Vega on that Darwin.
Longer piece. Because
does Ricky Vega want to give him the Makom also? Is Ricky Vega, according to Ricky Vega's Kasha, should he get the Makom?
According to Kivager's cash, well, you can't be. If you, I don't know. You're claiming the Maisa that you built it, and you have a migui. The migui is because then you bought it. The bought it is based on only on the show harbe, which only proves the stones. I don't know. I would think. I don't know. It's an interesting question. Is that going to help the answer, Kivager? Is Kasha or?
Not necessarily, but so I'm wondering, is there a Kibaker he has like a Kasha on how Tosus said it, or is a Kasha on the halacha Tosus coming out with?
Simon doesn't necessarily discussing the Makom.
Yeah, I don't have my one in front of me. I thought Tosus says that the din, the Lepikach is not on the Makom because Lepi Tosus Teretz, there's no Havmina on the Makom because I thought the Cheshem was because the Migu doesn't help the Makom.
Okay. Anyway, there's, let me, I'm going to try and send you. There's a Kobe Shiurim that quotes the Granat. Here at the, I looked up, and there's the Granat itself. So I don't, it seems that the Granat itself is slightly different than the Kobe Shiurim's quote of the Granat. So let me, I'll plead Nezer, I'll send you the two Granats.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll try and do it right now, so I don't forget. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to try and do the Granat's answer.